It's Monday, August 3rd, 2009, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville. Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is your normal daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal's staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about our show at our website, stash.normal.org. and continue the education and conversation on our blog as well. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. The podcasting and blogging technology for the Normal Daily Audio Stash is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. For your professional web design needs, visit redaphid.com. Good day, Stashers, and welcome to the podcast. We've made it to the month of August, and that's when things really start heating up in the cannabis community. If you're interested in what's happening festival-wise in the United States of America, check out the normal calendar of events at norml.org/calendar. Let's check what's happening this week in the normal calendar. Tonight at the USANA Arena in Salt Lake City, we've got the Crew Fest 2. This is a Motley Crue concert with Godsmack, Theory of a Dead Man, Drowning Pool, and Charm City Devils starting at 5 o'clock, so it's already going right now. And Salt Lake City Normal, the new chapter we're forming down there, will be tabling at the event. Coming up tomorrow at 10:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Pacific, you can catch Paul Armentano appearing on KPFA Radio in Berkeley. That's also available at kpfa.org. And Joplin, Missouri Normal will be having their public meeting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This will be at the Blackthorn Pub and Pizza. And co-authors Mason Tvert of Safer and Paul Armentano of Normal will be on hand for a book signing at the Oaksterdam Student Union, 1915 Broadway, Oakland, California, tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, a book signing for their new book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? We'll talk to Paul about that later on in the podcast. To get your information up on the normal calendar of events and read on the normal daily audio stash, create yourself a Google Calendar for your chapter and share it with russ@normal.org, and we'll put your information up on the normal calendar of events. This is only open to normal chapters, so if you don't have a chapter, send me an email at stash@normal.org, and I'll help you get one started. We also have some shout-outs for the day. Are you good? It's a normal shout-out. Big shout out to all the people in the state of Virginia. We are just about ready to open up a new Virginia Normal chapter. We've got a contact email, virginia.normal@gmail.com. So send your emails there if you're looking to get involved. They've been putting together some meetings already, and we should have a new chapter, like I said, very soon. Also want to expand in Nevada. We, of course, have a great chapter in Las Vegas called Nevada Normal. You can read more about them at nevadanormal.org. But we'd also like to get one set up in Reno. So anyone in the Reno, Nevada area, send me an email at stash@normal.org. We're still organizing the state of Alabama. Our man down there, Alan Schwartz, has done a great job getting the word out. Now it's time for us to put some chapters together. So if you'd like to start a chapter in Alabama, send me an email, stash@normal.org. And this weekend, Saturday, the 8th, I will be in Boise, Idaho at the Fairview Flying Pie from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock Mountain Time to help Idahoans form a new Boise Normal. So if you're interested and would just like to eat a little bit of free Flying Pie pizza, the best pizza on the planet, come on down to the Fairview Flying Pie and we'll meet. Now, coming up on today's Daily Audio Stash, we have a special commentary instead of our hemp headlines, which is my look at the mainstream media and how they're happy to promote and profit from the satirization of marijuana culture. but refused to touch with a 10-foot pole any advertising or broadcasting that would tell the truth about marijuana. For those of you interested in Normal Show Live, this will give you an interesting perspective on what we go through trying to get the message out to the people. In our normal segment this Monday, we talk with Paul Armentano and get behind the headlines again as he discusses the release of his new book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? In our Daily Toker Tunes, brought to you by MarijuanaMusicAwards.com, we've got some herbal healing from Ross David. And in our second interview segment, Grassroots Activism, we speak with Cliff Duvall, who's deep in the heart of Texas and has just formed the brand new Normal of Waco, Inc. We'll talk about what it's like to try to form a normal chapter deep in the heart of Texas. All that and more coming up on your Normal Daily Audio Stash.
Hello, I'm Paul Stanford from the Hemp and Cannabis Foundation, or THCF. Medical marijuana is legal in 13 states today, and THCF has clinics in 8 of those states. Our doctors help qualified patients obtain an authorization for medical marijuana in their state. Patients are eligible for medical marijuana with a history of either severe chronic pain and or nausea, cancer, AIDS or HIV, hepatitis, glaucoma, seizure disorders like epilepsy, chronic muscle spasms such as multiple sclerosis or asthma, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, and gastrointestinal disorders like IBS or Crohn's disease. If you or someone you know has one of these conditions, our doctors will help you obtain a permit for medical marijuana. THCF Medical Clinics has offices in Washington State, Oregon, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, Montana, and now Michigan. Call 1-800-723-0188 or go to the web at hemp.org or 1-800-723-0188.
Now it's time to take a look at the latest stories about marijuana from news organizations across America and around the world in our normal daily audio stash, Hemp Headlines. NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox are happy to profit from marijuana as long as nobody talks about legalizing it. Marijuana legalization is the hottest topic in the media these days. MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, Fox, National Geographic, and CBS News have presented special features on marijuana business, medical marijuana, and the marijuana legalization movement. Google Trends is showing double the interest in searches and news hits for the term marijuana legalization, and Showtime's hit series Weeds, about a suburban mom turned pot dealer, is entering its 5th season. Everywhere you look, corporate media are happy to profit from America's most popular herb. Unless you want to address marijuana's illegality and the lives that are shattered by the effects of marijuana prohibition. In that case, the corporate media cannot have anything to do with you, even if you want to pay to broadcast the message of ending adult marijuana prohibition. Case in point, CBS. At the end of June, CBS's new internet radio venture, chataboutit.com, contacted Normal. One of our advisory board, Ann Dryan, advertised her podcast in Talkers Magazine, an industry journal for talk radio. Chat About It was interested in hosting Dryan's show, but Dryan wasn't interested in the offer. That's where I come in. I'm a talk radio professional, having hosted my own show, The Russ Belville Show, on XM Satellite Radio and on AM 620 KPOJ in Portland for almost 2 years. I have guest hosted for the extremely popular Bill Press Show in Washington, D.C. For the past year and a half, I have hosted Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the organization's daily news and interviews podcast. I contacted Chat About It to discuss creating a new live talk radio show dedicated to this incredibly popular phenomenon around medical marijuana and marijuana legalization called Normal Show Live. Throughout the negotiations, the salesman from Chat About It was fantastic. He joined me and Normal's executive staff by conference call. We emphasized that we are Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws. We told them that we would have advertisers involved in promoting marijuana, legally, as they are co-ops and dispensaries in California and Colorado. We'd have marijuana-themed magazines, doctors, clinics, authors, musicians, and so on. We told them we'd be talking about marijuana legalization, our webpage would have marijuana leaves on it, callers would be talking about marijuana, And oh, by the way, did we mention the show was about marijuana? It's all good, we were assured by the salesman. He said he'd run it all by his vice president, and it was fine. He said we'd own all our content and we could run all our ads. We verbally agreed this was a go, and all we needed to do was raise the $6,000 necessary to pay for the first 2 months of broadcast. We explained that we'd need to produce some press releases to raise the money. To be sure we weren't saying or promoting anything in any way that CBS would not approve, we submitted our release to CBS, which did make some changes. They approved of our revised release, and we posted it on the Normal blog and front page last Wednesday. Thursday morning, I received a call from the salesman at Chat about it, quote, people higher up, end quote, had seen the release, quote, on the blogs, end quote, and they, quote, will not greenlight your show, end quote. Now, CBS has all the right in the world to decide what to put on their airwaves or cyber streams. I'm not crying censorship. If they want to pass up an affiliation with the most recognized brand in marijuana and a professional live call-in show dealing with the hottest topic in the media, that's their call. What I am crying, though, is hypocrisy. You see, CBS owns Showtime. That very same Showtime that's aired for the past 5 years the tale of Nancy Botwin, suburban pot-dealing mom on weeds. A show that films many scenes in the legal marijuana clinics and dispensaries in California that would be our advertisers. A show that just this year signed contracts with Normal to allow display of our trademark in the scenes where it is shown on weeds. And it can't be that CBS is okay with airing a dramatic interpretation of marijuana culture, but afraid of airing a serious news program about marijuana culture. CBS News has an entire special feature on their web entitled Marijuana Nation. Not so coincidentally, the tagline of Normal Show Live, which is devoted to all their news coverage about marijuana dating back to Mike Wallace in 1968. CBS will show weeds to make money off people who like marijuana, but won't allow its banner advertisements for weeds to be seen on any website trying to keep those marijuana lovers from arrest and a criminal record. CBS will pepper their news coverage and websites with canna porn and canna business, but won't allow a nonprofit organization attempting to legalize those industries to pay to have a voice on their networks. Case number two. In addition to hosting Normal's podcast and social blog, I am Normal's outreach coordinator. In this position, I recruit activists from all across the country, even the U.S. Virgin Islands, to organize Normal chapters. These independent affiliates host events, gather petition signatures, and provide education to the community to counteract the anti-marijuana propaganda from the government, such as our drug czar recently proclaiming, in California no less, that, quote, marijuana is dangerous and has no medicinal benefit, end quote. I was contacted by the tour manager for the Blazed and Confused tour. The artists performing in the most pro-marijuana concert of the summer are Mickey Avalon, Bob Marley's son Stephen Marley, San Diego rockers Slightly Stupid, and Snoop Dogg, probably the most recognizable person alive associated with marijuana aside from Willie Nelson. They, particularly Slightly Stupid, wanted Normal chapters to host marijuana information tables for the concerts and offered us the opportunity for free. I combed through my chapter listings and got them Normal booths at over half the shows. At the show in Portland, I got to interview Miles from Slightly Stupid and wander around backstage. The props for the Stupid show were two massive 5-foot skulls with pot leaves on their foreheads. Snoop's show featured a huge backdrop reading Tales from the Crip, and marijuana leaves were all around. Everyone performing at or attending this concert was very pro-marijuana legalization. Yet, Friday morning, I was contacted by the tour people who tell me they need to cancel the booth that we had scheduled for the show Saturday in Orlando. It seems that the venue in Orlando is the Hard Rock, and, quote, because they are a Universal-owned company, they are much more conservative than your typical venue, end quote. This Universal, of course, is NBC Universal, the parent company to the MSNBC and CNBC networks that reported their highest ratings ever for their marijuana-themed news reports on the burgeoning cannabis business in California. It's also the same NBC Universal that is happy to sell you Cheech and Chong's next movie, Dazed and Confused, and Half-Baked on DVD. The same NBC Universal that has no problem allowing Snoop Dogg to get the crowd at the Hard Rock in Orlando to chant, "Legalize it," but somehow can't let a couple of college kids in normal t-shirts hand out educational flyers about why we should legalize it. Case number 3. Another marijuana legalization organization, the Marijuana Policy Project, or MPP, produced an excellent TV ad calling for passage of a bill to tax and regulate cannabis for adults in California. The governor had recently called for an open debate about legalization, and MPP created this 30-second ad to begin that debate.
Sacramento says huge cuts to schools, healthcare, and police are inevitable due to California's budget crisis. Even our state parks could be closed. But the governor and legislature are ignoring millions of Californians who want to pay taxes. We're marijuana consumers. Instead of being treated like criminals for using a substance safer than alcohol, we want to pay our fair share. Taxes from California's marijuana industry could pay the salaries of 20,000 teachers. Isn't it time?
Now, certainly that's a sober and non-sensational way to debate the issue. Yet when MPP offered the ad to California stations, Los Angeles's KABC, an ABC affiliate, and KTTV, Fox, San Francisco's KGO, ABC, and San Jose's KNTV, NBC, refused to accept the ad. KNTV said their standards department wouldn't approve the ad. KGO issued an official no comment. KABC and KTTV didn't even bother to give the courtesy of a no comment. They would not respond to MPP's inquiries. Now, I've already detailed NBC's and CBS's profiting from cannabis culture. You'd think ABC, being a part of the Walt Disney Corporation, would generally shy away from profiting from cannabis culture. But a little digging shows they own Miramax Films, which this year released Adventureland, a comedy about teenagers smoking and dealing weed while working at an amusement park, and in 2001 offered up Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, the adventures of two inveterate stoners who write a stoner comic book. Fox, for 8 years, aired That 70s Show, a ratings hit whose signature sight gag was teenagers sitting in a smoke-filled basement passing around a joint or a bong that's never seen, with the camera focusing on each character as they pass the Dutchie on the left-hand side. So it is okay for the corporate parents of CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox to profit from movies and TV shows that satirize marijuana culture, but they have a standards and practices problem with their broadcast affiliates showing 30 seconds of a 38-year-old woman suggesting we should tax and regulate marijuana. Keep in mind, in these cases, we are talking about one part of a big media company raking in huge profits with shows about the marijuana community, while another part of the big media company refuses the free educational flyers, paid advertisements, and pay-to-play broadcasts by and for the marijuana community. Marijuana is the modern-day minstrel show. We're allowed on the air as long as we keep on our green face and shuck and jive, or would it be smoke and pass, and never forget our proper place. By the way, the normal show live mentioned in Case 1 will still be going on the air, as promised, on Labor Day weekend. Unlike CBS, we keep our promises to our customers. The money raised will go into promotions and producing our show through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com, which was happy to accept our business, and quite frankly offers us a better production technology at 1/6 the price. Tune in every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern for 2 hours of intelligent discussion about marijuana legalization that you won't find on the mainstream media.
If you want to win people over, you can't just drone on like Ben Stein. You've got to have a little more showmanship. Here, watch.
Normal National Conference 2009. Yes, we cannabis. The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws is proud to invite you to our 38th Annual National Conference to be held Thursday, September 24th through Saturday, September 26th, 2009 in San Francisco, California at the Grand Hyatt Hotel.
The war on drugs has been a utter failure. And I think that we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
President Obama was right in 2004, and 5 years later, the American people agree, as support for legalization tops 50% in some polls, and overwhelming majorities support both medical marijuana and decriminalization, the people are saying, yes, we cannabis.
I think it's time for debate, and I think that we ought to study very carefully on what other countries are doing that have legalized marijuana.
At our 38th annual conference, you'll learn all the facts you need in the debate to legalize marijuana. Thursday is devoted entirely to medical cannabis with experts in medicine, law, and business who practice in medical marijuana states. Friday and Saturday, you'll learn about the politics, strategy, and social science of legalization at the national and grassroots level, with a special focus on Normal's local chapters.
As regards to legalization, it's not in the president's vocabulary and it's not in mine.
We're working hard to make sure legalization is in the drug czar's vocabulary, and we're celebrating the successes of 13 medical marijuana states, 13 decrim states, and more bills introduced concerning marijuana law reform than ever before, including 3 bills at the federal level. Thursday, we present the High Times Normal Activist Awards. Friday is a special invitation-only party for Normal chapter leaders, and Saturday is the famous Normal fundraising party.
Whether legalizing marijuana would improve the economy and job creation, I don't know what this says about the online audience. The answer is no, I don't think that is a good strategy.
There's nothing funny about legalization, Mr. President, or waiting until the last minute to book your trip to NormalCon 2009. Early bird registration rates apply until August. Registration, sponsorships, and vending information is available at norml.org or by calling 888-67-NORMAL. NormalCon 2009. Yes, we cannabis. September 24th through 26th, 2009 in San Francisco, California. For almost 40 years, Normal has been the place to go for the latest studies and news on marijuana science, policy, and activism. For over a decade, one man at Normal has written and reviewed more studies and news stories regarding marijuana than almost anyone on the planet. First as senior policy analyst and now as deputy director, Normal's Paul Armentano has written for major newspapers, academic journals, and magazines on the subject of cannabis, and is frequently requested as an expert witness in the courtroom. His knowledge and experience are an amazing asset to the cannabis community. Available to you now in a segment we call Behind the Headlines with Paul Armentano. We're joined again by Normal's Deputy Director, Paul Armentano, who's calling us from the Bay Area in California. And Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Russ.
We're glad to have you, and the reason we got you on the line today is for a promotion about your new book that's come out, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? And that's coming out from Chelsea Green Publishing. And you've got an event in the Bay Area that you need to tell people about, right?
Sure. One of the co-authors, Mason Tavert, and I, we will both be in Oakland on Tuesday afternoon. That's August 4th. And we will be signing copies of the book. We will be discussing the book. And we will be doing that at the Oaksterdam Student Union from 5 to 8 p.m. And for those who are not familiar with Oaksterdam, the student union is actually located in downtown Oakland at 1915 Broadway. And if you take public transportation, which I would advise, and you take BART, the 19th Street BART stop is literally right across the street from the student union. It's a free event. As I said, Mason's traveling from Denver to be in town. It's the official sort of book launch or kickoff party for Marijuana is Safer, and we definitely are looking forward to meeting people and talking to people about the book and signing copies of the book. It's going to be probably the first time it's available in the Bay Area, because even though the book came out last week, it is still shipping from the publisher, and I don't believe it will be in West Coast bookstores for another couple of weeks. So if you're really in a hurry to get your hands on the book, this is the event to stop by at. Like I said, 5 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday at the Oaksterdam Student Union.
Yeah, this is a fantastic book. I've received my promotional copy and have been reading through it, and it really does. I think what's really nice about this book is it approaches it in such a way that folks that are already on our side are going to find a lot to get out of it as far as how to talk about marijuana policy and being able to change and deliver that message about marijuana being safer. And for those who aren't on our side already, it's going to do a great job toward convincing them.
You know, that's something we say. You know, we've been telling people that, you know, if you pick up this book and you're incredulous of our message, if you don't think marijuana is safer, then you need to read this book because it's going to change the way you think about marijuana. But if you're already a marijuana law reform advocate, and if you already are in agreement with us that, in fact, marijuana is objectively safer than alcohol, well, then you also should read this book because it's going to change the way you talk about marijuana. Not only is this book meant to inform, but it's also meant to empower. You know, for so long, our community has been on the defensive. They are always defending their choice to use marijuana in lieu of alcohol. And the reality is that, as we say in this book, we shouldn't be defensive. Individuals who are choosing to use marijuana are making a smart decision. They are electing not to put a poison into their body, which alcohol is, and instead they are putting an objectively safer compound into their body, one that is non-toxic, and unlike alcohol, one that is not responsible for over 100 deaths a day. Why does our society punish people for making the rational decision? That is the question we strive to answer in this book, and that is the question we believe our community needs to start asking.
Absolutely. And folks, if you want to check out more about the book, look on the internet at marijuanaissafer.com, or you can go to chelseagreen.com. We've got links to it and an advertisement up on the Stash blog at stash.normal.org. The book's co-written with Mason Tvert, like you mentioned, out of Safer of Denver, Colorado, and Marijuana Policy Project's Steve Fox is also a co-author on the book. As you worked with those two gentlemen, did you find something in their points that you hadn't considered before, Paul?
Well, Steve, for one, really articulated a point that I had considered quite a bit, but I think it's really valuable. You know, for too long, and I would agree with this, I think the debate over marijuana policy has been, at its most basic level, you have the federal government saying marijuana is far more harmful than it objectively is. But then on the other hand, sometimes you have advocates of marijuana policy reform on the other end of the spectrum arguing that marijuana is harmless. And in fact, the truth, of course, is somewhere in the middle. And for those millions of Americans out there that may not have firsthand experience with marijuana, or perhaps they use marijuana but they did so 30, 40 years ago and they don't really know what to make of this debate now. By comparing and contrasting marijuana with the real and known harms of alcohol, this gives the American public a point of reference. And it's a point of reference that they understand, because the standard, the legal standard in this country for having something be legal is not proving that it is harmless. If that was the standard, nothing would be legal in this country. And certainly alcohol would never meet that standard. But we understand, and the majority of the public understands in this country, that we allow people to make decisions that may have potential for harm, that may have potential for risk. And when we weigh the potential for harm and the potential for risk of marijuana against the known harms and the known risks of alcohol, I think it allows people to have a point of reference to frame this issue in a way that they hadn't currently. And they recognize that if we allow society and we allow adults the freedom to to use alcohol, a toxic substance, why then don't we also allow them the legal option to use an objectively safer substance like marijuana? It just makes common sense.
Yeah, and I'm glad you guys make the point about the folks on our side and the harmless issue. There's a good post up on the Drug War Rant today about this very concept, about harmless and how water is not harmless. I mean, you can drown in it. You can overdose on water. Stairs are not harmless. I mean, elevators are not harmless. Nothing in our society is harmless and should never be portrayed to be. As we move forward with the book and its release here, what other events do you have planned as far as demonstrating the book? Are you going to be outside the Bay Area anytime?
Sure. In fact, Mason is going to be talking at the book at a number of widely attended forums in the next few months. He will be at the Seattle Hemp Fest, and I believe there will be a Marijuana is Safer booth. There will be books for sale at the Hemp Fest. He is going to be attending the Joplin, Missouri Cannabis Revival event in September, an event that is put on by our good friends at Joplin Normal and Kelly Maddie. He's going to be at the Boston Freedom Rally, and I believe certainly he will be at Normal's own conference in San Francisco and also the DPA conference in November. So at all of those events, individuals will have opportunities to either meet Mason or meet myself, discuss the book, get their own copy of the book, get their copy signed if they so choose to. We certainly do plan on being out and about over the next 2 to 3 to 4 months, out with the public and promoting this book.
That's right. Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? Available at marijuanaissafer.com or chelseagreen.com. And Paul Armentano is the Deputy Director of Normal, joining us here on The Stash from time to time with all the latest information on the studies and the science behind cannabis. Before we let you go, Paul, anything else you need to tell our listeners?
Certainly I would encourage them, if they are on Facebook, to join the Marijuana is Safer Facebook page. We're very pleased to announce we've got about 2,200 fans already for the book, and I believe the page has been up less than a week.
Wow.
And our schedule, as far as where the authors are going to be, where we're going to be talking about the book, that schedule is posted on that page as well. So feel free, if you are on Facebook, to sign up and go to that page. If you're not on Facebook, you can always go to marijuanaissafer.com, and I believe they also have a list of upcoming events that people can check out.
All right, check it out at the Facebook Marijuana is Safer page. Also, Paul's engagements and radio show interviews and such will be posted on the Normal calendar of events, which you can get at normal.org/calendar. And Paul, thanks so much for joining us again. I know you've got an interview to run off to, so appreciate you taking some time for us.
Thanks for having me, Russ.
There were 765,000 marijuana arrests in 2007. That's not for dealers and kingpins. No, that's just for simple possession. Multiply that by the average cost of each arrest, and what have you got? $7.6 billion spent on people just smoking some pot. That's enough money to buy health insurance for every child that needs it. That's enough cash to adopt every stray dog and enough left over to feed it. Mr. Obama, I kinda wrote this song for you. You got my vote for change. Now let's see what you can do.
Visit norml.org today. The battle to end adult marijuana prohibition can sometimes seem endlessly frustrating and impossible to overcome. One way we bond as a community and draw strength to continue is by rejuvenating our spirit through art and music. The Marijuana Music Awards exist to recognize those sonic artists in all genres of music who feature a ganja-friendly message to motivate and inspire all the cannabis community. Our Daily Toker Tunes, brought to you by MarijuanaMusicAwards.com, feature the finest in blues, rock, jazz, hip-hop, rap, reggae, country, bluegrass, and dance music to enhance that 420 feeling and refresh all you stashers for another day on the front lines of the drug war. Enjoy this cut from MarijuanaMusicAwards.com and visit our blog at stash.normal.org to learn how you can vote for your favorites and enter your Toker tunes in the 2009 Marijuana Music Awards. It's Message Monday, and we hear of the herb's power with Herbal Healing by Ross David. Ross David, born in Connecticut to Puerto Rican parents, blends soulful Latin music and hip-hop melodies with powerful roots reggae sounds. Today's song, Herbal Healing, is fast becoming a staple on reggae stations around the globe. Ross David says, quote, "I wasn't led to music. Music was and always will be in me," end quote. The increasingly successful artist has opened for a number of reggae greats such as Sister Carol and Burning Spear. With his band, Ross David has toured the Philippines and Jamaica and played at many reggae festivals. To hear Ross David's new singles, check out myspace.com/RossDavid, that's RASDAVID, and enjoy today's Daily Toker tune, Herbal Healing by Ross David.
Herbal healing, herbal healing. This Naya man singing his song. You better listen to the medicine man. Legalize the herb, we heal the nation. Born on the grave of King Solomon. This Naya man singing his song. You better listen to the medicine man. Legalize the herb, we heal the nation. Born on the grave of King Solomon. When I see and I observe, no chemical, it is a natural herb. Cause with the word, it calm your nerve and soothe your mind when you feel disturbed. With my conga drum, singing my song, you better listen to the medicine man. Legalize the herb, we heal the nation. Found on the grave of King Solomon. You hypocrite and parasite, why you a fight against the tree of life? You know hear how much people are living a pain, and it make them sleep at night. With my conga drum, singing my song, you better listen to the medicine man. Legalize the herb, we heal the nation. Found on the grave of King Solomon. This conga drum, singing my song, you better listen to the medicine man. Legalize the herb, we heal the nation. Found on the grave of King Solomon. Solomon. Give all your vote. While millions are dead when they inhale the smoke, you take away their herb passport. This Naya man singing his song. You better listen to the medicine man. Legalize the herb, we heal the nation. Found on the grave of King Solomon. This Naya man singing his song. You better listen to the Rasta man. Legalize the herb, we heal the nation. Found on the grave of King Solomon. This is a spiritual and herbal war. Won't make you no lock down your friend Rambar. Gorilla kill more people by far. So divine intervention I am calling for. With my conga drum chanting this song, you better listen to the medicine man. Legalize the herb, we heal the nation. Found on the grave of King Solomon. This conga drum singing my song, you better listen to the medicine man. Legalize the herb, we heal the nation. Found on the tomb of King Solomon, Solomon.
Executive Director of Normal. Have you heard about the new super pot that's supposedly 20 times more potent than your father's Woodstock weed? Don't believe the hype. Marijuana's THC potency has always varied, even in the 60s and 70s. And the drug czar's numbers are full of, well, exaggerations. While no intoxicant is harmless, cannabis is non-toxic and far safer than alcohol. No matter how much you smoke, of whatever potency, you cannot die of a marijuana overdose. Potency is irrelevant anyway. More potent pot just means you smoke less of it, meaning less harmful smoke in your lungs. This is a prime example of harm reduction in action. Besides, the government already allows the prescription of THC pills. Its commercial brand name is Marinol, and it's 100% potent. Meanwhile, the federal government won't allow dying people to use natural marijuana, no matter what the potency. Does this make sense to you? Learn the facts about pot. Visit NORML.org today.
Normal, unlike any other marijuana or drug law reform organization, is built from the ground up by grassroots activists who are peaceably assembling to petition our government for a redress of our grievances, specifically regarding our inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness through the use of cannabis for medical, social, and personal reasons. We are the Marijuana Smokers Lobby, and we aren't just anti-prohibition, we are pro-marijuana. Every Monday, we take some time to talk to the citizens in local Normal chapters across the country and around the world, as well as others who are working to make a difference in the fight to end adult marijuana prohibition in this segment we call Grassroots Activism. In my work as Normal Outreach Coordinator, I always like working in the states that have traditionally been the more difficult states to organize in, particularly when we're talking about the American South, where the support for marijuana and marijuana legalization is the lowest of any area of the United States. And joining us now to talk about this is the new executive director of the newly formed Normal of Waco Incorporated, that's Waco, Texas, and Clifford Duvall. Cliff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate it.
Now, for folks that, you know, Texas is a huge place, of course, and for folks that don't know the geography very well, whereabouts in Texas are you in Waco?
Well, we're located about 90 miles to 100 miles south of Dallas-Fort Worth and about the same distance north of Austin.
Okay.
So we're right in the middle of the state, basically, in the heart of Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Yes.
That's basically it. Just one drive down I-35, and we're right there.
Okay. What is it that made you want to form a Normal chapter when you're in the middle of Texas? And obviously, it's got to be a tough political area to try to get organized in this way.
Well, it is, but I'm a disabled veteran also, and one of the things that I deal with is neuropathic pain and neuropathy due to nerve damage, and the doctors have tried everything that they can legally on me. They have even tried methadone. I was on methadone for 4 years.
Oh, my.
And have just recently, in March, gotten off of it, and because I wanted a better quality of life than I was getting.
Yeah, a life.
You know, as opposed to the zombieism that it gave me. And I believe that we've had enough of prohibition, and as a former instructor in politics and economics, simple economics tells you that we're not going to get rid of prohibition and the problem of it unless we do something about marijuana, and that would be legalize it just right across the board.
Yeah.
Without sanctions. That way the law is not so confusing. There's not any loopholes, not any problems for the American people. But down here in Texas, it's a little hard. The jurisprudence, like you say, is a little bit tight. We naturally live in a very conservative area, and I just know that it's time for a change in all of our states, not just Texas, but all of them. But if I can do anything here in Texas, then I know that that's a big push because of the conservatism that goes on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really talk about political parties because I'm not a party person. And so I'm just looking for ways to either get it started locally, go state and then nationally, or, you know, either bottom up or top down, either one.
Yeah.
to where we could at least, there's been a lot of people that have contacted me and they're in the same situation with different types of ailments. And of course, we know that there's a lot of studies going on. And one of the studies that interested me was the study, that's being done by the Albert Einstein Institute, on pain control with cannabis. And so I just am trying to champion and get, people together to help champion the cause.
Yeah. And that's amazing too. You mentioned your experience with neuropathic pain, and we've seen a couple of studies in the past year that have shown cannabis to be far superior in treating neuropathic pain than most of the conventional remedies. So, your experience there is not uncommon. A lot of people are finding that. What's the reaction been from people that are contacting you? Do you feel like this is something that the people of Central Texas have been longing for, and now they're just glad there's someplace to focus?
Actually, that's exactly what most of the responses have been. They've seen the flyer that we have for our first meeting coming up this Saturday. Excuse me. And they've been very positive as far as it's like, this, one of the responses was, this is exactly what we've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, how long have y'all been there? It's like, we're just starting out, so, you know, we're new and everything else. But the response has been basically fairly positive. I did have one situation where I went into one of the local smoke shops to try to see if I could put one of the flyers in the window, and he didn't want any part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. He doesn't know that I'm trying to make it easier for him, but
yeah,
to sell his wares.
Well, that's a funny situation too when we're talking about the head shops, because I've spoken to a lot of normal actives who get the same response, and you'd think, you know, a head shop selling things that are, you know, typical for our community would be the first place to post it. But actually, they're kind of under the government's thumb because they have to maintain this wink, wink, nudge, nudge game that they're selling stuff for tobacco purposes only. So
exactly.
The minute they put something up that's normal, that marijuana laws has the word marijuana in it, that compromises them in any sort of court case. So not too surprising.
No, it's not. And he said he didn't want the trouble,
and
I didn't want to bring him any trouble. And so naturally, I said, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this Saturday meeting. You said you guys are having your first meeting this Saturday. So for people listening on the Stash, tell them where, when, and how they can get there.
Okay. It's going to be in Waco, Texas, naturally.
Yeah.
The people that work at Paparolo's Pizza have agreed to let us have our meeting there, which is wonderful. It's at 703 North Valley Mills Drive, right in the heart of Waco, at, like I said, Paparolo's Pizza, and it's going to start at 3:00, and we figure that it'll be about 4:20 whenever it's through.
There we go. Perfect timing, huh? You've got a website that you guys...
It would be the best time to finish.
There you go, yeah. Now, you've got a website you guys are working on for people to get more information, but I understand it's not quite ready yet.
It's not quite up at this time, but we hope to have it up before the meeting, so that we will have a place for people to go and at least get information to me. At this time, they can still get information to me at my Yahoo address.
Okay, give them that address so that they can get in touch with you.
That's all lowercase Cliff, C-L-I-F, 107 at yahoo.com, and I would be more than happy to entertain any questions or anything like that.
All right.
From anybody in the area that wants to become involved.
Okay, so CLIF107 at yahoo.com. That's your information for Normal of Waco Incorporated. Their website will probably be up something like Normal of Waco or normalofwacoinc.org, but we'll have the real address once it's up. It'll be available on our normal chapter listing, which you can get up at normal.org/chapters. And to wrap things up here, Cliff, I wanted to ask you about forming your chapter, because, you know, you emailed me, you'd listened to the Stash, and it was something you were interested in getting involved with. And then, of course, I send you the information that says what you got to do, and you got to register with the Secretary of State and all these different things. And that kind of scares people sometimes when there's, you know, paperwork and the government they have to deal with. So you managed to get not only the paperwork taken care of, but some help from some of the other normal chapters. And I thought I'd give you a chance to talk about that.
Well, thank you very much. I'd like to give a big shout out to the DFW Normal chapter and also Normal in Austin, Texas chapter with Josh down there. Leon Jackson in DFW Normal helped me really get off the ground and answer a lot of questions, and we basically joined DFW Normal to get our foot in the door and got all the paperwork from the national chapter, from you, got some paperwork from DFW, how they set up their bylaws, and also a letter of incorporation, which I found out if I called a lawyer was going to be, I got quoted anywhere from $900 to $1,500, and I did it all myself. I typed up my own letter of incorporation, my own bylaws, filled out your information, filed it with the Secretary of State, had it notarized. So basically, the Secretary of State filing charge for a nonprofit here is $25, and it costs about $6 to $8 for me to have it notarized. So I did the whole thing. I guess we joined DFW Normal under a special deal that they had going during one of their benefits. And so we started this chapter for less than $100.
There you go. That's all it takes is some determination and maybe $100 or so, and you're good to go. And you bring up the joining of DFW Normal, which is a good point that a lot of people don't know. If you're trying to build a chapter in a place that already has some established chapters like California, Oregon, Illinois, Missouri, New York, wherever, Florida, you can join those state chapters. And as long as you're joining for $25 or more, you're automatically registered with National Normal, which is part of what you have to do to start your chapter. So it's kind of a twofer. And these other state chapters, like you pointed out, can be a great help. They've already done it. They've already, you know, built the wheel. All you got to do is, you know, learn from what they've done.
Exactly. And in fact, DFW Normal has given us a $500 startup grant.
Oh, wow.
To help us here in Waco with our movement here.
Hmm. Well, that's what it's all about.
I'm speaking at the Reggae Madness 3 Festival in Dallas the end of this month. Yeah, let's see. It's going to be August the 29th. It's going to be at the White Elephant, I believe, in Dallas on Dyer Street at the Reggae Madness 3 Festival, and they are presenting us with our grant then and asked me to speak.
Well, that ought to be a lot of fun. And
I figure there's going to be some bands playing also. There's going to be some comedian to start out with. That's probably me. No. I don't know it, and they're probably going to play a joke on me or something. But Leon and I did go to one of their couple of their meetings to make sure that I conducted the meeting, of course, according to our bylaws and chapter laws and everything else. It's very nice. It's very impromptu, always open to the public. Want to let everybody know that. I'm as a former Texas educator, I believe that, you know, education of the masses is what we really need.
Mm-hmm.
More than we need to try to make sure that we can come back against the reefer madness that gets thrown out there a lot.
Sure.
All the scares that get thrown out there a lot by people who haven't done their research, like the new drug czar did the other day.
Right.
Whenever he was in California and the statements that he made. And unfortunately, now they're having to do some backpedaling in Washington, D.C. But,
yeah.
Of course, that bill, I just don't understand.
Well, that's what we're all about is education, legislation, and litigation, trying to end this adult marijuana prohibition.
Exactly. We need to get, you know, marijuana didn't create the gang problems and stuff like that. Prohibition did.
Right.
And we should have learned from the prohibition that we had. And we're still having this situation 70 years later, you know, almost a whole century later, we're still fighting a war that will never, ever, ever be won.
You cannot beat supply and demand,
because
that's for sure.
The simple law of supply and demand says if Somebody wants it, somebody will produce it.
That's right. Well, Cliff Duvall from Normal of Waco, Inc., we are so excited to have you as a part of the Normal family, a Normal chapter down there in Texas.
To be a part of the Normal family.
Well, thank you. And I want to remind everyone, it's CLIF107 at yahoo.com if you want some more information. Their meeting is this Saturday. Rewind the podcast if you need the location, dates, and times. And Cliff, thanks for joining us here on The Stash.
Thanks a lot, Russ. We appreciate it, and see you in San Francisco at Yes We Cannabis.
Yes, I'll see you at the conference.
All right, great.
Thank you for downloading the Normal Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. We are produced by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. Our executive producer is Alan St. Pierre. Our deputy director is Paul Armentano. Our webmaster is Brian Judy. And web production is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. As always, you can catch up on the latest information about marijuana at www.normal.org. And you can interact and download from our Audio Stash blog at stash.normal.org. For everyone here at Normal, I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville, hoping all your harvests are bountiful and your encounters with law enforcement are non-existent. We leave you today with a reminder to check out the Normal calendar of events, which is available up at norml.org/calendar. Now that it's August, all the events are heating up. Next weekend, 7th and 8th, I'll be in Boise, Idaho, helping to get people involved in Normal in the Gem State. The 15th and 16th is Seattle Hemp Fest, the world's largest hemp rally. I'll be there along with all of our Normal staff. And then once we hit September, we've got even more events coming, including the Oregon Criminal Defense Lawyers Association Seminar on the 11th and 12th of September. The 12th and 13th of September features Portland Hemp Stock in Portland, Oregon. The 19th features Boston Freedom Rally in Boston, Massachusetts. And of course, the 24th, 25th, and 26th, the Normal National Conference in San Francisco. For information on any of these events, visit norml.org/calendar and click on the event. Thanks for downloading the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and interviews for the cannabis community, even if the mainstream media don't like it. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.